This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure, pleasure having you with me. And I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. Not part of the problem, but part of the solution. That's the whole idea here, right? And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. And I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it. I don't say it enough. I need to say it more. Look at this. Look like a chia pet, for God's sakes. No, seriously. You know, it's not windy, but it's a little windy when you go outside at times. And, you know, Newsom has not loosened up. He says he has. People hasn't loosened up anything yet. You know, so we're still waiting to see our barbers, our hair. Well, I don't go to a hairdresser, but you know what I'm saying? It's just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Part of the conversation would be nice. Right? And again, I appreciate the time that you spend with me. So it's already started. You know, Joey B's having his... he's having his edicts knocked down. I mean, I saw a list of the executive orders the other day given by different presidents. And apparently, you know, Joey B's done more than any other president. Matter of fact, if you add them all up for the first 5 days, Joey B has done more of these than all of the four prior presidents. This is just crazy. And what Joey B's looking to do to the border security, if you would, is he's going to make it less safe for Americans. But he doesn't care, because that's not what it's about. You know, all these executive orders, think about it, about 80% of them directly go in the face of Donald Trump's executive orders. And the sad part about it is we've now become a dictatorship. You know that. Right? We're doing executive orders like crazy. We're allowing these guys to do executive. You cannot. Us Trump people, you Trump people, whatever, you cannot complain at all, in the least, about Joe Biden doing executive orders. We let Trump do it. Right? Because ours was righteous. Theirs isn't. Ours is righteous. So it's okay. No. Breaking the law for either way is wrong. Because then they jump in and they can do it. They say he did it. All we're doing is reversing what he did. And I know Trump tried to do the same thing with Obama, and the judges were, you know, not on his side at the time. Right? So anyway, it's just amazing to watch what's going on out there right now. And thank God for a Texas judge who stepped in and said, no, we're not going to let you do this. Right? He stopped Joe's, he stopped Joe's stop order from deporting people again. Or retaining people again that are coming here illegally. Right? Good. It's always amazing to me how a president or anybody in authority would actually want to stop a law from being enforced. It makes no sense to me. Hey, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You got something to say, joe@therealside.com. Or you can get a text alert. You do that by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And again, you know, with everything that's going on, Brad Dacus is going to join us in a few minutes. We can beat this up all day long, but I know you guys have heard this 17 times over. This impeachment process is insane. I mean, literally insane. Yes, yes, yeah. Okay, so federal judge blocked Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. About time somebody has some common sense over there. Federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked President... God, that hurts. President Biden's attempt to put a moratorium on deportations. After Texas sued the policy over the policy, the judge blocked Biden. It's a temporary restraining order from moving forward. The Texas lawsuit claims that the administration would be violating an agreement it has with the Department of Homeland Security and would require at least 180-day notice as well as consultation before they implement any of this. But see, they don't have to follow the law. You already know this. The district judge implemented a nationwide injunction because a geographical limited order would not adequately protect Texas. Well, because you'd let them in from other states and they'd come back around. It's free. Ultimately, it's free flow movement through the country without anything to get in the way. They would not be, in essence, they would not be enforcing the law, period. Over the weekend, that the email was sent to ICE officers to call for stopping all removals and to release them, the undocumented immigrants, all immediately. Well, how did that happen? Now, Blyden, that's a good day. Hey, there you go. Blyden, because, yeah, has pledged to move forward with the moratorium on deportations as his administration resets its approach towards U.S. immigration. What immigration? There's no... If Biden does what he wants to do, there's no approach to immigration. It's a wide-open door. Really. We're confident that the case proceeds. It'll be clear that this measure was wholly appropriate in ordering a temporary pause to allow it, the agency to carefully review its policies. Right? The enforcement procedure. They've got a lot to do to keep us safe. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. Look, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can like the stories. You can sign up for our email blast. I only do it once a week. Okay? I mean, after that, you're kind of on your own. I don't believe in browbeating people with emails. And if you want a text alert, simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. He's our little, I shouldn't say little, he is our legal expert. And all those crazy things that you're trying to figure out whether they can really do that or not do that, Brad helps us wade through and figure out. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, I got to tell you something. You know, I'm thinking about you for like a week and a half now, watching Joey B just sign all these executive orders, the stuff that he's doing, and I'm saying to myself, my God, we have a dictatorship now. We don't have a Congress. He signed what? He's up to 20 some odd executive orders today, which is more than the last five presidents had signed in the same amount of days, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, he was well prepped, if you will,
yep,
by the far left. And they wanted their payback, and they're getting their payback, unfortunately, at the expense of the American people, who I think many of them weren't really aware that they were going to be getting these kinds of executive orders, this kind of a president.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, there are people now, you're seeing them on Twitter and other places, and say, my God, if, you know, I voted for him, but if I knew we were going to go down this road and do this kind of thing, the unions are crying right now because, you know, here's a guy that was supposed to be for unions, and what did he do? What did he take, almost 100,000 jobs away from unions in a matter of 2 days?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you can only imagine how many of those workers voted for him and just didn't really think through and what this guy could actually do in view of the fact that he is being really like a puppet of the far left. You know, they're telling him what to do, and he's just doing it. So I think that's a real concern people need to have moving forward.
Yeah, I agree with you. And anybody who needs index cards, even you know, to tell people why he's signing something, did you see him doing that the other day?
No, I missed it.
That was great entertainment. I mean, you know, here he is sitting at the Oval Desk and he's signing things, and then he has to read off an index card why he is signing, you know, these particular EOs. He doesn't even know on his own why he's doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just great. I mean, you couldn't pay for I jokingly say you couldn't even pay for this kind of entertainment. This is just craziness. All right.
Yeah.
Let's hit you with a couple of things. First is the constitutionality of what's taking place in the impeachment process. It's easy to say, or simply say, well, the impeachment process is illegal. But, my God, they've got a Democrat senator overseeing this thing, number one. You know, and if they were screaming before it was constitutional, and this is a constitutional process, then the only one that can oversee it is the Supreme Court justice, right? Or correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts, has refused. And he will not, preside over it. And the understanding of some is that that he sees this as political. He doesn't see this as relevant because Trump is no longer president. So he says, no, I'm not going to participate in this. Some are of the other persuasion thinking he's doing it just because he's bowing out just because he doesn't want to offend anyone. He's sort of a weak chief justice, and he has been a very weak chief justice in a number of times that we've noted, but in the past. So, whatever the case is, it's not constitutional to have a Democrat senator presiding over this.
Yeah, somebody said today, and it's so true. I can't find that. Where is that in the Constitution? You know, that if the chief justice has a cold, we can send a Democrat senator in to take his place. Why doesn't one of the other justices step up and do it? I said, look, if there was a health reason or a conflict reason, they would probably pass it down to another trustee. I mean, a justice, they would never give it to somebody who serves in the Senate, right?
Right, right. Because you don't have a neutral party there presiding over this. We're not talking about legislation. We're talking about a trial. We're talking about a trial to remove someone from office. Oh, wait a minute. They're already out of office. Okay.
I love that.
and then the other portion that they're trying to justify this is in that same clause. It says, remove them from office and, deny their ability to be reelected, and then to paraphrase it. Well,
that's what they want.
They're saying, well, this is the latter part to deny their ability to be reelected. Well, wait a minute. That is if they're being tried and removed from office. They're not being removed from office, hence the latter is not relevant. That is a consequence of the former. And many legal scholars, including Alan Dershowitz, a liberal, a constitutional scholar, agrees and says it'd be crazy, because then you could technically have an impeachment of Jimmy Carter. And he's done a lot of messed up things. Bill Clinton, we can go back to Bill Clinton. And we could start impeaching a whole bunch of people, Obama and Bush and whoever. So that's why this makes absolutely no sense. It's a waste of time. And it looks like, with the exception of five rhinos, the Republicans have called it right.
Yeah, and again, the other part of this I keep telling people is what makes it unconstitutional. There was no hearing. There was no hearing or basis for the Congress to bring this forward so quickly. If they really had a legal foot to step on, they'd follow the process in Congress or in the House, and then they would bring it over to the Senate, correct?
Right. Yeah, it's really ludicrous because the House is saying, and Nancy Pelosi, all of them saying, well, you know, he's the one who orchestrated this rally. Well, yeah, that's fine. That's protected by the First Amendment. Was there any evidence that he actually organized for those, you know, a few dozen, 60, whatever, rogue individuals from the 100,000-plus people to invade the Capitol, that was somehow... No, there's zero evidence of that. None. So there was nothing that was going to come from a hearing. They knew it. This is a political stunt at the expense of the American people, and unfortunately a bruise in our trust in the whole process of our government.
Yep.
And that's unfortunately that's not a very high priority for those presiding over the Senate and the House right now.
Yeah, no. They are not in this for the American people. They are in this to solidify, set in stone, set up a foundation for their power for years or decades to come. And I don't think it's going to happen. I'm still going to go back to what I've always said. I don't want it to happen, but I think if these people keep going in the direction they're going, you may see a physical civil war at some point, because these people are not going to be able to contain themselves much longer. If they think their country, they already feel like their president has been stolen from them, but if they start feeling like you're trying to take the country from them, you're going to have a problem. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins will still be with us on the other side of the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
another 200 million doses will be on the way. The Biden administration announcing Tuesday that the U.S. will increase its vaccine order from Pfizer and Moderna by 50%, claiming that it will bring the total number of Americans able to receive a vaccine up to 300 million. The president also said they are moving on plans to increase the number of doses sent to states to 10 million a week for the next 3 weeks. That's nearly 2 million more than they had been getting. Biden added that anyone who wants a vaccine should be able to get one by the spring, citing increased manufacturing and the possibility of at least two more vaccines gaining approval soon. And the senator who will preside over Donald Trump's second impeachment trial has been hospitalized. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy was taken to a hospital Tuesday evening. According to his spokesman, the senator was not feeling well and was hospitalized for observation out of an abundance of caution. The 80-year-old is the longest-serving member in the Senate, currently in his eighth term in office. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. To listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stop telling me to comb my hair. I already have. It was windy out there. It's and look at I don't have the barber that can get away with it that Governor Nuisance has, you know. So I can't get my hair cut like he does, and as easy as he does. Brad Dinkins joins us from Pacific, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always love when you're on the show. Tell people what PJI is all about and how they can help you.
Sure. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. And we're really unique, Joe, as you know, in that we may defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. But we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And to help do that, we have more offices from coast to coast than any other organization of our kind in the country, bar none. We do all our work without charge, and it's a real joy. We've been founded in 1997, and we're growing, and we're serving more than ever. We have over 50 cases in active litigation right now as I speak, so we always have plenty to talk about across the country.
What are the common cases that you are normally dealing with, the majority of the cases you're dealing with now?
Well, right now we're dealing with, you know, churches and synagogues who are told that, you know, they can't open up. They have to be shut down and be treated differently than other entities. That's a major thrust for us as an organization. Right now we have cases. We're suing Governor Gavin Newsom on that one in Santa Clara County. A very strong lawsuit.
What could you possibly be suing Governor Newsom about? He's such a nice guy. Why would you do that to him?
Yeah, other than that, him being a tyrant, yeah. He has these tyrannical orders, you know, basically saying churches, you have to be shut down. You can't have anyone indoors. We're going to, you know, treat you all differently. And yet he's allowing the airport to be filled with people. Planes have 100%, you know, people filling them up, passengers, you know, occupancy. It's ludicrous. And the good news, and that's what we're suing over. We're saying this outrageous double standard makes no sense scientifically, logically, legally, or constitutionally. The good news is we filed this just before the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, came out with its famous Bronx diocese case out in New York, where they basically said governors can't do this. So we're really optimistic, and I think this and in other states that we're filing a similar litigation and different from our different offices, I think we're going to see continued progress. I personally believe, Joe, that after everything is all said and done, that we will have the precedent to make sure that governors cannot engage in this kind of outrageous tyranny and violation of due process that they've engaged in. That I don't think we'll see that, at least in my lifetime, ever again after we're done with our litigation. I'm very optimistic.
Wow. Well, yeah, you are, and we were joking during, I was joking with you during the break, you are the optimist. I look at this stuff and I go, I can't, you know, seriously, when you think about the Constitution and where it's at and how it's supposed to be our foundation for law, where we, you know, where everything kind of stops, nobody's following it anymore. I mean, seriously. And you got the, even the Supreme Court in some cases won't follow it. I'm still irritated. What was it, the Texas versus the state of Pennsylvania, what it was, or the Commonwealth?
Yes.
I mean, that is one of the mandates of the Supreme Court was to deal with state-to-state issues, was it not?
Well, that is correct, and I didn't agree with that decision. I agree with the minority on that, Thomas and Alito. But nonetheless, it was on the issue of standing. There was merited argument on the other side, so I'm not going to totally crucify the Supreme Court over that one. But I think overall, moving forward, that we have the votes on the Supreme Court already, like in the New York decision, to make it very clear that, and this is their language, not mine, that the Constitution is never to be put on the shelf, and that governors and governments must always be subject to the scrutiny of the Constitution and the extent to which they violate the rights under the Constitution and the due process rights. And it was a very powerful decision, and we're going to be working on that and building that in the days and weeks to come, and I'm very, very optimistic moving forward.
All right, so I don't know if you heard, but Twitter banned the MyPillow man for life, permanently. And they took, it was over 70,000 conservative sites down, or people down.
Right.
So
right.
This is going to keep going on. This is not going to stop anytime soon. You know, a guy like Lindell, if you can can him, you can pretty much can anybody. Is there any defense for this going forward to the Supreme Court or wherever?
We've looked at this, and this is something I'm not optimistic about, okay? So, for the record, I'm actually extremely concerned. They basically have a corner on the number one channel of communications. With Facebook has YouTube, Twitter, Google. So, and right now, under Section 230, they have the ability to eliminate anything that they feel is quote-unquote objectionable. So not a risk of health or safety, a threat of violence, or even harassment, like, you know, of using pejoratives. No, objectionable. And that means they have total control to be as discriminatory and bigoted against ideology, thought, viewpoint, people of faith, and conservatives as they wish right now. We have looked at it, tried to find an angle that we could go into court and challenge it. This is a legislative matter. People need to be put pressure on their federal legislators because even Section 230 says it's binding on states and local governments. So it's Congress has got to rein them in, eliminate Section 230, and hold them accountable and as a, like a publishing company, and that's what they need to do.
So you can't go after this in a discriminatory fashion where you can show the same thing is being done or there's another group that's doing exactly the same thing and yet they don't get pulled.
You're right. That's what Section 230 is. And no one foresaw, I think, at the time how outrageously tyrannical it would be because we're just thinking like, well, the free marketplace, you know, would kick in and people would stop doing business But this is much deeper than their desire just to have a large business. They want to control society in a unified way, and they're working together. I'm convinced of it. It's fairly obvious. And here's the real rub. So Twitter just got sued by a 16-year-old boy because at the age of 13, they were distributing a picture when he was 13 of him, a child pornographic picture of him, which was taken when he was 13. And in this case, it's an interesting case because they decided to allow it. So Twitter allows it. And they said that this is allowed because this meets community standards, end quote. So they're you know, filtering through and discriminating against conservative thought, pastors and ministers preaching. But they say that child pornography meets community standards, and therefore they're going to protect it. This 16-year-old had to call the Department of Homeland Security to come in and halt it from Twitter, and now the 16-year-old's filed a lawsuit against Twitter because they refused to remove something that they had full knowledge was there, and they defended it. That's what's crazy. And then it wasn't like even like this 13-year-old was a public official, you know, like a senator or someone.
I hear you.
No, this is a private 13-year-old boy in his picture. So it's
floored.
Huh?
You got me floored. I mean, look at Parler went down in 3 days. Think about that, right? They took the Parler, their president, you know, because it was too dangerous. But, you know, they can't figure out where how to get rid of the child porn on the internet. You know, seriously. And you say that in that particular case they defended it, but, you know, I watch these guys on TV talking about how hard it is to filter out, you know, child porn or violence today. You know, it's a full-time 24 and go, really? But you were able to pull down certain sites, certain people, certain groups, certain posts. They pull some of our posts minutes after they go up. How hard can we be to find?
Right, it's illogical, and it's just pretextual when they say community standard. It just shows you what they're made of, and what Facebook's made of, and just the whole lot. So we need to stand up to that.
Yes, we do. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Hey, Brad, I don't know if you know this, but Trump has opened the office of the former president. I think it's wonderful. We'll be back in a few minutes. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live, people. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free.
these are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You can find us up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. And on top of that, you know, we also broadcast on several video outlets. You can find all that. You can find the stations and everything else right there up on therealside.com, therealside.com. Brad Dacus joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate his legal insight as to what's going on. Okay, some of these crazy lawsuits that are happening. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Yes, and you know, we were kind of giggling and talking, and you know, what a little poke to Joey B. Trump opened up the office of the former president. It's like, hey, yo, I'm still here. I ain't going no place. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think that we're going to see President Trump do the opposite of going home. He's probably already actively working to challenge these rhinos, and like Romney, for example,
Ben
Sessions, and to have them challenged in the Republican primaries and replaced with sincere, committed conservative Republicans that actually believe in the platform of the Republican Party and the standards of the Republican Party.
Yep.
There's still some definitely some deep state in the ranks of the Republican Party that I think Trump is going to be committed to challenging in this midterm election and the general election if he doesn't run himself also. And then it'll also be challenging, obviously, of course, the agenda of the Democrats and doing all he can to thwart it, expose it, to highlight that which needs to be highlighted. And in the past, this sort of just becomes law, or just, you know, he's going to be actively engaged in holding them accountable, which is going to be great for the American people.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that David Horowitz was right a couple of years ago when he finally started talking about it loud. I've been talking about this for a decade now, where, you know, we have to stop playing by the gentleman's rules of fighting, and we have to start using guerrilla warfare like they've been legally. I always clarify that. I don't want to play illegally like they do. I don't want to play in that field. But I do want to use the same guerrilla tactics they do, whether it's, you know, pummeling an office with phone calls and emails, whether it's, you know, protesting around somebody's office or what have you. We need to make them as uncomfortable as they make us. We need to feed them back, give them the same medicine and procedures that they use on us. And we tend not to do that as Republicans, because you said it a minute ago. We always thought that the fair market would take care of these businesses like Twitter and Facebook and what have you. Brad, I've never been on that page. I've always said the same thing, where, look, if you have regulations for one and not the other, you know, Mexico was so much freer with their regulations so they could sell stuff here cheaper. I said, wait a minute. How do we compete unless we put tariffs on their stuff, or we lessen the regulations here? It's the only way it works. You know?
Right. Right, we need to look at the free market, but not see it as a perfect Pandora that it's, you know, that's the answer to everything. When it comes to tyranny and those who have businesses that are obviously so strong that they feel that they can do whatever they want and consumers have no choice but to use their goods and services. This is what Teddy Roosevelt was, you know, screaming about when he had to put in the antitrust legislation. To make sure that we maintain true competition so that right. No one would be so powerful that they could just control the masses, in this case with communications, which is the greatest control of all. So I think we're going to see some kind of reform. It's high time, and hopefully there'll be people on both sides of the aisle to recognize how important that is for a truly free society and for a fair marketplace, not to allow this kind of monopolization of thought and communication to continue on the internet and on our high tech communications today.
My buddy Brad, the eternal optimist. we're gonna have both sides of the aisle. You know what? I talked to a few congressmen about a year ago. We were going through some of the stuff going on with Facebook and Twitter. And I grabbed a couple of them. We were talking. Ultimately, what it is, they're afraid of them. Look at the power they have. Look at what they were able to do. Look how they were able to shut down and squelch messages going out. And these guys do this. They've known this for a long time. And that's the reason why they won't take them on head on. But you know what? You have to go after the beast. If you don't go after the beast, he's going to devour you. And that's what they need to do. They're not going to do it, though.
Right.
You know?
Right. They're going to get stronger. They're going to get more aggressive, more intimidating. More and more people are going to be taken off. Individuals, because of their thought, ministries, churches, synagogues, you know, anyone that has a thought or values different than them are going to one by one be eliminated. And it's really scary because as I'm saying this, it sounds like I'm talking about something from a country in history, you know, like Germany or Russia, Soviet Union or China. I mean, it's just so as a similarity, a dangerous similarity from past tyrannical governments. And we need to maintain communications, exchange of ideas, to maintain even a free society with our elections to have any credibility, much less taking on election fraud and voter fraud head on. And I know the states are going to be doing that very aggressively.
Yeah, I look at all this stuff and I say to myself, until somebody decides that we truly are going to enforce the laws that we already have in the books, not make new ones, not rewrite ones, over to the old ones, none of that stuff, just enforce the ones we have. We don't need new ones. We've got enough of them already. Can't keep up with them as it stands. So let's talk about California a little bit. Like we can never not talk about California, right? So, you know, you're seeing them start to, interestingly enough, what are we, 5 days, 6 days after the inauguration of Joey B, and all of a sudden COVID seems to be floating away. You know, we're not seeing the numbers up on the major websites anymore, and some of these major states like New York and California, they're starting to relax, like outside dining all of a sudden and what have you, and getting back to school. You know, they were screaming that we couldn't go to school because of the purple zones, but nothing has really, in all reality, the numbers really haven't come down. Matter of fact, some of them, so the reporting goes, they've increased. Are we going to be able to go after this Newsom fella and say, okay, enough is enough?
I think so. The only reason Governor Gavin Newsom has relaxed these restrictions, and it's so obvious, it's because he now realizes he may get recalled. There's already 1.2 million signatures. 1.5 million are needed, of course. A good number of them are going to be thrown out and invalidated somehow, so they need to get more. Sure. But it's now a real material threat. And so now he's saying, well, we're going to relax things. And this is, based on his standards that he came up with, this is the worst time to relax, based on his standards. Now, I don't agree with his presupposition of why he's done what he's done with his standards. But it's the most hypocritical thing he's doing. It's totally counter to everything he said he's been basing his decisions on. So it's very narcissistic, very political. And we've even seen Cuomo come out in with New York and say, "Okay, we're going to kill everyone. I mean, every industry, every restaurant's going to go out of business. We've got to start opening." A little late, Mr. Cuomo. You know, but I guess even they realize there's a certain point where, you know, everyone will be screaming and yelling, and I think they're both realize that politically they're way past the time to start being responsible to the business owners and the jobs that people are relying upon.
Well, to your point earlier, though, with Governor Newsom, I agree with you that there's going to be a boatload of those signatures. It's going to be funny the amount of attention they're going to pay the signatures on this petition as opposed to the ones they watched on the actual ballots. I'm sure that there'll be much more scrutiny with the petition. And you know, we've seen county recorders that have thrown many of them out right away. You know what I would do? I would go to an address that had like 26 people there. When really most of those people were dead, and I would just sign them anyway and bring them in and see what they say. I'd be really curious to see if they would actually throw them out, just as a giggle. But, all right.
Yeah.
Do you recall the Christian football coach who prayed after the game when everything was done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So apparently he's coming in front of the, you know anything about this one? Because he's coming in front of the Ninth Circuit again.
Yes.
Okay.
I do know about this case. And
go for it.
It was interesting because the case that was argued. And I know the attorney that argued the case. They limited it to question of the Establishment Clause, and they thought that's what it's going to be the case on free speech, and it went up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court looked and says, seems like this is a free exercise issue, that the free exercise rights. And that wasn't argued. That wasn't even in the complaint, unfortunately. And the reason, in all fairness, was because the past Supreme Courts had been so limited on their application of the free exercise rights of religion in public play like this. So they sent it back down. And so now it's going back up again, to say, like the Ninth Circuit. I think that they actually have a good shot at prevailing when everything's all said and done with this Supreme Court that we now have. And this was now with Amy Coney Barrett joining the court,
right,
since it was sent down. I think this is something we could see the Supreme Court take up and really shake things up a bit.
Good. All right, Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time, people. PJI.org, PJI.org. Next hour, General Paul Vallely joins me to talk about what is actually happening in D.C. Why are our troops still there? We'll be back in a few minutes.